7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Good morning, Defiance. Defiance is the home of WONW AM 1280, Jennifer. Oh, good morning, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn.
Thank you.
For those of you who are in Defiance who have not heard Jennifer Horn before, because yesterday, because Jennifer was being...
I was playing hooky.
Lazy. We did not have the benefit of Jennifer's exciting personality.
I was at a country music festival all weekend, Dougie.
Yeah, I know. It's good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations. Anyway, the folks in Defiance, this is an area that I know very well, northwest corner of Ohio, not far from my roots.
Great name for a city.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's 55 miles southwest of Toledo, 45 miles east of Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll talk more about that community and that radio station as we go through the day. In this hour, our job is to bring you up to date on the top 10 or 12 items that have happened in the last 24 hours, things that you may or may not know too much about. The John Edwards trial. Jennifer, I'm sure you, because I know how you love this sort of thing. His former aide took the stand at the trial yesterday. Sherry Young.
The wife of the aide,
yeah,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. She was the wife of Andrew Young. Told the court she was disgusted by Edwards' financial plan to hide his pregnant mistress while he campaigned for the presidency. She said that he and she had both agreed that she would help after he personally assured her that this was legal. Edwards, as you know, is accused. What's the matter with my mouth? Oh, there it is. Edwards is accused of using campaign donations to hide his mistress.
Mm-hmm.
The checks meant to keep her out of sight were written out to Sherry Young's maiden name. Young also recounted how Hunter moved in with her and her husband Andrew Young and treated them like servants in a sense. She tearfully described how she reluctantly went along with the Edwards' plan to save Andrew's claim. All right. So anyway, this guy's scum. I'm saying Edwards is scum. Pretty much everybody's known that since he, you know, you understand what went on. This is 4 or 5 years ago. Do you send people to jail for being scum?
No, but you send them for using people's money for other things.
I'm not sure that it's clear, and it'll be interesting to see the results of the trial. I'm not convinced that Edwards isn't right. That is, before the money gets into the till, you can use it as disgusting as it is. Under the circumstances, if it didn't go into the till, it just came into somebody's bank account and not in to the bank account.
Right, so he might be okay on a little
on a technicality.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't keep him from being a scumbag, but do you send people to jail in America for being scum?
And let's not let this Andrew Young off the case either, because he is, let's just put it out there, he went along with all of this until he knew it was going to come out. Then when he did, he decided to make a profit himself by writing a book and by going through all this. So I'm not thinking that anybody's super-duper Mr. Spiffy clean in this whole trial.
All right, so if you feel to comment, 800-510-8255, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, or are they both bad guys? John Edwards or Andrew Young, 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. We're on Pinterest these days. So that's the Edwards-Young situation, I think, to the moment anyway. A senior Environmental Protection Agency official resigned yesterday over comments he made a couple of years ago. Al Amendarez came under fire after the video surfaced in which he compared EPA law enforcement to the crucifixion. What an idiot. He told the audience in the video that back in the Middle Ages, the Romans conquered a village by taking the first five guys they saw and crucifying them. He said the EPA makes examples out of people who are not complying with the law. As a deterrent, you crucify them. He was the head of the EPA South Central office. He said he regrets his comments. He is a moron. But what he represents, Jennifer, is what all too often is the reality, and we all know it. Government in the perfect world is here to help. Government in this world is here to get you. And we see examples, we go through, we experience these things day after day after day after day. And it's to the point where we're sick of it. All this money that these people pay in taxes, you know, people complain, oh, the oil industry doesn't pay enough in taxes. Well, they provide, I'm no lover of the oil industry by any stretch of the imagination. I think they're gouging the hell out of us right now and do every time they can. But for the government to set up this, especially these people who are zealots, and when Clinton was in, it was the same thing. His EPA administrator was awful. I think it was Carolyn Bowers. That name ring a bell? Something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Bowers, yeah. Right?
Bowers. And I'm trying to remember who was the EPA administrator in that position during the Bush years, and I can't remember a name. But you know, they what was it, Michael? Whitman? Oh, yeah, yeah. Former Governor Whitman from New Jersey. Yeah.
Christine
Whitman. Yes,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And
we get it eventually.
A zealot. Anyway, I just think that we have too much politics in these circumstances. These people ought to be there to help. We come in, look around, there's a problem, we'll work together to fix it. If it isn't fixed, then you come back and you crucify them. But you don't do it as you're going through town the first time. 800-510-8255. In a few months, it's going to be summer. If you're looking to lose those extra pounds before you fit into that bathing suit, your search, my friends, is over. The product is TH-121. TH-121 contains natural ingredients that are shown to reduce the unwanted cravings that you have. We all know you do. You go through them every day. You want, like me, a Three Musketeers candy bar, right?
Got to have something sweet.
Once in a while, it's okay. The problem is sometimes we let our cravings get the best of us and we eat too much of bad things. So get ready to write this telephone number down. 800-525-2710. 800-525-2710. This is the latest breakthrough in your battle to lose weight. It's a natural weight loss technology. It's been in the works for more than 10 years. You've tried other programs. Take a few of these TH-121 capsules. I do every day, 2 in the morning. You can take one at noontime and watch the fat burn away. You got to exercise, of course. You got to be smart about what you eat. And you need a little help, and this is what TH-121 does. It gives you the help. So you'll be fat busting. There's a fat blocker you get when you call 800-525-2710. So you're actually going to get two things. A free bottle when you order a bottle at the regular price of TH-121, and also a product that's a fat blocker. So you bust up the fat that you have, you block the fat that you want to consume, and you're a winner all the way around. TH-121, now's the time to get on the program. 800-525-2710. Great looks are just seconds a day away. TH-121, 800-525-2710.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah, all right.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
800-510-8255 on the Good Day program. All right, so Jennifer, a lot of news. I wonder if this is news, but I guess it is news because I didn't know before this morning that Whitney Houston was buried with $800,000. What in the name of heaven?
Here's the story.
Thinking, yeah.
Well, she was put. They put $800,000 worth of jewelry on her body before she was buried. Now, if you did that, would you release that information to the news media? No, you probably wouldn't, but you did. And so now the family is worried that somebody might try to dig her up to steal all the jewelry that's in there with her. It would be almost impossible, I think, but, you know, you'd have to have, as the family says, you have to have a pneumatic drill to, to get in there.
Now, if it's because she's been buried in cement, but if she weren't buried in cement, you can dig up anybody. It's what they do. I used to be a grave digger when I was a kid, and I remember this. It was to a point, I guess, till they got used to it, was kind of creepy. You dig the hole in the ground. There's a cement. There are four slabs of concrete that come from the burial company, and you put the first plate down. You put the four sides. Just make a little box.
You make a box,
in essence,
right.
You put the casket in the box, you put a piece of concrete on top of it, and you put the dirt on top of that, and that's it. There was never any real locking device. And so, you know, anybody that wanted to get at this, but again, as you've said, how stupid is it to tell her, oh, we're going to bury $800,000 worth of jewelry, you moronics.
Let's just leave that our little secret, right?
Right. Right now, the body has a 24-hour guard at the same
Well, her mom said that she can't afford to keep the guard there, so they're looking for something.
That's only
else.
Before the book comes out. After the book comes out, she'll have
gone.
Plenty
she'll
of money.
Be fine. I know. Now, what's even bigger, and this one for me is kind of a, if it's true, a big story. Michael Jackson's former bodyguard, Matthew Fittis, I think is how you say his name. He's the one that said that he's the father of Blanket, one of Michael's children.
Hmm.
Said that Michael Jackson had a secret affair with Whitney Houston in the early 90s, and this was, you know, if you remember, Whitney Houston was with Jermaine Jackson for a while. And then apparently she and Michael had a fling to the point where she actually almost moved into Michael's ranch.
Yeah.
She was there all the time.
This guy's trying to sell a book.
Oh, he's a publicity collector.
He's trying to sell a book. No, he's trying to sell a book.
But, you know, that might be true. He might have had a fling with her. Who knows?
It's more the talk about it than the actual, whether he did or he didn't. This guy is trying to get up ahead of steam to write a book so he can make a couple of bucks. It's foolishness.
You ready for the perfect trifecta of Whitney stories?
Go ahead.
All right. So Bobby Brown says he's not the one to blame for Whitney Houston's death. He's going to be on the Today Show tomorrow. He said that Whitney's the one that turned him onto the hard drugs, that he had just smoked weed and drank beer, but that Whitney was the one that got him on the hard stuff.
I think you should be on the, instead of being on the Today Show tomorrow, you ought to be on the Tomorrow Show today. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Yesterday was kazoo day, and I found my kazoo. This is a sort of whistling kazoo.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
You are one pathetic loser.
Last week, the Supreme Court heard arguments about Arizona's strict anti-immigration law. I don't say it was obvious which way the court was leaning, but here's what happened. Halfway through the hearing, the five conservative judges demanded to see Sonia Sotomayor's papers. So I don't know. That can't be a good sign. That was the court that did that, not me.
This weekend, I think above all, is that most everyone loves a good insult, as long as it isn't them being insulted. This is I made a joke about Marcus Bachman. This is Marcus Bachman with his wife Michelle Bachman. He runs a couple of clinics that supposedly try to turn gay people straight. What did the guy from the hair club for men say? I'm not only the president, I'm also a client. But anyway.
Check this out. As part of a new deal with NBC, Ryan Seacrest will be covering the 2012 election. Of course. That makes sense, right? It's going to be weird when he's like, to vote for Obama, text one. To vote for Romney, text two.
That's where it's going. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stiffen, the Good Day program, 25 after the hour. Okay, a couple of important items in my file here. This is from the How Not to Get Along with your former boyfriend and or girlfriend or your wife. In England this morning, there is a truck driver in jail. He drove a tanker truck into his ex-wife's home.
Uh-oh, that will make you not get along.
Then he set it on fire, thinking that she was in it. She was not in it. She was okay, but he's going to jail for 7 years because
of
that stunt. And here's another interesting way to take care of Splitsville. A woman facing 3 years in prison after she removed all of her ex-boyfriend's teeth during dental surgery.
What? How did that happen?
Their breakup. I tried to be professional and detach myself from my emotions, said Anna Murkowski.
But oops.
When I saw him lying there, I thought, what a bastard, and decided to take out all of his teeth. Apparently, this fellow, Marek Olzowski, showed up at the dental office complaining of a toothache a couple of days after he broke up with her.
Oh.
She gave him a heavy dose of anesthetic, locked the door, and
oh, no.
Just pulled out all of his teeth, one at a time.
I knew
something was wrong because when I woke up, I couldn't feel any teeth and my jaw was strapped up with bandages. She told me my mouth was numb and I wouldn't be able to feel anything for a while, and the bandage was there to protect my gums, and then I'd have to go see a specialist. I didn't have any reason to doubt her. I liked her, and then I didn't like her, but she was a professional. And then apparently what really annoyed the old girlfriend, because he'd just broken up with her, the new girlfriend brought him to the dentist's office.
This is so stupid. Why would he even go there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Isn't that amazing? It's, yeah. Take care of yourself there. Anyway. The room is full of such.
So he has to have dentures now, I'm guessing. You can't put those puppies back
in. How are you
going to
put back? Right, exactly. All right, the story about Octomom. What do you have on the latest in the sad case of Nadia Suleiman? I don't know the difference between. What's the difference between Chapter 7 and Chapter 11 and Chapter 13? Do you know the difference?
Well, I don't know. I just know Chapter. You always hear Chapter 11, don't you, when you.
Yeah. Right.
About corporations. Now, I heard she's going to do a naughty video. Did you hear about this?
She said that she would do porno. She's $1 million in debt, and in order to save the home for her fortune.
She signed on to do one already.
Yeah,
it's a done deal.
There you go. Yeah. 28 past the hour. Good for her on good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever gone to a circus and thought, I want to try that? Then you can, even while you're on vacation. Believe it or not, more and more circus schools are showing up at hotels and resorts. And the good news is, it's not just for athletes and daredevils. Take the Club Med in Ixtapa, in Mexico, where kids as young as 4 years old can learn to walk a tightrope, fly on a trapeze, or jump on a trampoline and then show off their skills to their parents. Or you can learn to fly even closer to home at the Club Med in Sandpiper Bay in Florida. The Novotel Twin Waters Resort in Australia has flying trapeze workshops for about $70. Breeze's all-inclusive resorts have circus programs as well in the Bahamas and Curacao. And you can even channel your inner P.T. Barnum in the South Pacific at the Turtle Bay Lodge in Vanuatu. So if you've ever dreamed of running off to the circus, now you can. But instead of being under the big top, you'll be right on the ocean. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline Next Gen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy Next Gen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to faketv.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use fake TV.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug are going through the news of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. And I guess President Obama would be right up there, front and center.
He's there, yep.
He is defending himself, denying charges that he has improperly politicized the first anniversary of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He said, quote, "I hardly think that you've seen any excessive celebration taking place here." Is it a celebration? Is that the right word? I suppose that's what went on when this thing happened. One of the things that's startling about this is that it was a year ago, how time passes as quickly as it does. There's apparently some video from a speech that was made 4 years ago when Romney was running, and he said something to the effect that he wouldn't use American forces to go in and get.
Do you know that this is the top story right now on AOL, is this Obama hits below the belt.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the top stories this morning because I don't even know why it necessarily is number one. I mean, you kind of expect this sort of thing during an election
year. It's a political season.
Yeah,
and
but you expect that.
Yeah, you would expect that that would be something. Even though that's not the bill of fare here on this program, I do think, as far as the news is concerned, that it is something that people are going to be talking about. I noticed it on Yahoo is trending as well. So what about this? Is it excessive celebration? You can feel free to comment. 800-510-8255 connects with us here. Doug at DougSteffen.com, the email address, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Or you can follow us, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. The essence of this, isn't it most important that he's dead?
Right.
The rest of it becomes foolishness. To the point of almost, I feel resentful that we're even having a quote-unquote celebration. All right? The guy's dead. We know what a cur he was. There are all kinds of things. People are always trying to capitalize on these sorts of things. There's somebody who's written a book about bin Laden suggesting, you know, what his sexual activities were and a lot of stuff about his wives and how he dyed his hair using American, what is it, for men only?
Yeah. Get rid of the gray or
he
whatever.
He had his beard and Okay, so that's interesting anecdotal stuff.
Well, do you remember the big debate last time was if we should be, last year when he actually, when he did die, people were cheering about it, and there was that big debate raging on, should we be cheering about him being dead, or, you know, I remember catching some flack because I said I thought that it kind of dishonored the memory of people that died here in the country, and I remember people getting upset with me for saying that. Do you remember last year?
Yeah, I do. I remember all of that. And the thing that really is troubling here is that, yeah, we have, it took us as long to get him as it, that's what I mean, we all knew where he was. It was the same kind of thing with Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was followed every minute of every hour of every day, and they could have done the same thing with him. Instead, we fall for this foolishness that Iraq is using weapons of mass destruction. It just kind of shows you, and I hope that people don't get angry. If you do, that's okay. Help yourself to how foolish we are. We are extraordinarily silly when it comes to this sort of, or maybe just ignorant when it comes to these sorts of things. Yeah, we had to go in and get Saddam Hussein because he was a threat. There was no threat from Saddam Hussein. There were no al-Qaeda in Iraq. All we did was open up a can of worms. And the worst thing about it is that 4,400, almost 4,490-some-odd men and women lost their lives in Iraq for absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, the same thing. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves, and yet we continue to fall for this stuff. I mean, going into Afghanistan made some sense when George Bush was president, but al-Qaeda is long gone. And you can make the argument that al-Qaeda, if you look at some of the other things that are happening in the world today, Jennifer, you can make the argument, and I think, well, that al-Qaeda is pretty weak, even though the news media is and working in concert as perhaps an unindicted co-conspirator here, spreads these stories around about al-Qaeda this, al-Qaeda that. It's because of the news media that we have the foolishness that we go through at the airport, that we have all of these, you know, people in New York. I wonder if I should get on a plane and go to Europe, or is al-Qaeda going to blow it up when I come back? That's the rumor is, and that's all it is a rumor, and that these guys are going to try to put a bomb in a dog and ship the dog on a plane. Or there was a picture.
I hadn't heard that rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
There was a picture last night on one of the newscasts of the type of bra. This is like teaching these people are such idiots. You're teaching this person developed a bra that you could put some sort of explosive in, and it isn't detectable. So that the idea, at least, is that a woman could be wearing a bra, have explosive, get on a plane, take off, and blow herself up and blow up the plane because she had an explosive in her bra. We all know the guy who had the explosives in his underwear. Another guy had explosives in his shoe. So is this real, or it doesn't al-Qaeda win every time the news media starts spreading these rumors? They don't have to do anything.
Yeah, they just, exactly.
Somebody posts something on a website someplace.
For free.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost them any money. And
right.
Yeah. And
that's
then we
it.
Have to respond. We're forced to respond.
Well, I think we respond
what
in
I
a
think is kind of, what's kind of outrageous, actually, before we get off this whole Obama-Romney thing, is that in that same AOL article, to the right of it, there is an electoral map.
Yeah.
And it's already filled out for Obama and Romney. So I guess you guys don't even have to vote.
Yeah, who wins?
Obama, according to this, will win 269 to 170, although there are key toss-up states. Arizona's a toss-up. Nevada's a toss-up. Colorado is a toss-up. Iowa, Missouri, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida are all toss-up states.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable, though, that they put that on a map already?
Yeah, this is just out of control, all this
stuff.
It's
weird. California's a blue state.
Really?
How did that happen?
800-510-8255. Mark's in Monroe, Louisiana. Welcome to Good Day, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning.
All I wanted to say was that Romney did not say that he wouldn't go after Osama bin Laden. Romney made a comment back 4 years ago that he wouldn't spend millions of dollars sending U.S. troops in to chase down one person.
Well, that's a big difference from the way it's been interpreted, though. You know, and I know that that's been twisted and turned around.
They can take a little piece of clip of video and turn it in all sorts of directions.
So is it appropriate? that under the circumstance this is being discussed at all. Of course, it's appropriate, but it would be nice if somebody got the story right. I think that's your point, right?
Right. I don't mind him crowing a little bit about it, although I don't, even if the man was evil, I don't believe too much in celebrating somebody's death. But at the same time, what he did was take Romney's words and twist them to match his campaign ideology.
Austere and love war and politics, Mark. It's all fair. And it's the other side comes back with their stuff. We go back and forth. Meanwhile, the real issue, thanks for the call, 800-510-8255. The real issue or issues are all wrapped around the economy, what you're paying for gasoline. Where are the jobs? Yesterday, Jennifer, when you and her, I went through a newspaper that I had seen on the plane on the way out to California the other day. It was the job section from a medium-sized community in Utah. And there were literally hundreds of jobs, good-paying jobs, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 jobs in all kinds of fields.
In the newspaper?
In the newspaper.
Hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, I thought out loud, how in the world is it that we have all these jobs going? And I thought it actually yesterday when I'm driving down Wilshire Boulevard, there was a fellow who was holding up a sign, "We'll work for food,
sure.
I'm homeless," this kind of stuff. And I looked at him. He looked fit. He wasn't really clean-shaven, but he didn't look, his clothes weren't bad. I always look at people's feet, and I also always want to know whether they're smoking or not.
Right.
Before I might
to know where their money's going.
Yeah, exactly. And so this fellow looked to me like he could hold a job.
Doug, people like being unemployed, though, because they don't have to go to work and they make the same amount of money. We've stopped using unemployment for people in emergency situations. Now people just use it because they feel like, I've heard people in my field, in, you know, good cable industry field, saying, I make more money on unemployment than I do taking a job that's beneath me.
Yeah, we have encouraged people.
Yeah.
But what's beneath me? What does that mean?
Meaning they don't want to take a job. If they're a director, they don't want to take a manager job because they're already a director. That would be a step down. So instead of taking a job that would pay them money, they would rather take unemployment.
Yeah. Well,
and that's sad because unemployment should be for people who truly, truly need it. It's going to go dry, and those people that need it aren't going to use it anymore.
800-510-8255. Coming up, the story of a new ship, an ultra-modern luxury version of a ship which existed in the good old days.
Uh-oh.
High cholesterol, serious problem leading to heart attacks and heart disease. The idea is to prevent the problem. And the way to do that is with this all-natural approach, Jennifer, from Italy, called Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce your cholesterol levels and thus protect you from the rigors of heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, the sort of circulatory problems that people have because they have high cholesterol or high triglycerides or both. Cardiol attacks both of those things, and users report excellent results in just a month. This is a safe product. Cardiol is registered with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. It's easy to take. You have one capsule a day with the rest of the things you take for supplements in the morning, and bingo, you're there. And the best part about it, the 30-day trial, that is, this is my recommendation, this is what I did. Get a blood test so you know what your cholesterol level is and your triglycerides are before you start taking Cardiol. Then take it for 30 days and then have another blood test. You'll see the difference. You'll see that this works, and then you'll stay on it because it's a great maintenance. If you're not always good about what you eat, you don't want to worry about it all the time. This doesn't give you a license to be stupid, but what it does give you is a way to protect yourself against the kind of damage that comes from high cholesterol and high triglycerides. And so if you want to pay a small shipping and handling charge, here's what you do. You call 888-809-6424 to take care of the high cholesterol problem that you may have and to maintain it at proper levels. 888-809-6424. You're looking for Cardiol. You can order it online at cardiol.net/free. It is a product that I really do swear by. It's a very good product, and I'm happy to have them on the program. So take care of yourself. Take care of the problem. 888-809-6424 for a free 30-day supply of cardio.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What appearance, and not unfortunate.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
I'm here with David. Manda's tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top-brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
800-510-8255, the Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. In this hour, we try to underscore some of the important stories. The announcement was made last night that there will be a new Titanic built.
Do you want to go for a ride on that?
I'm just thinking to myself, who in the name of God is crazy enough? So I just looked this up. Story actually is at DougSteffen.com. The man's name is Clive Palmer. He's a billionaire. And he says... he wants to build the most modern, most luxurious version of any kind of ship that's ever been on the high seas.
How hotels don't have 13th floors?
Right.
You shouldn't probably have another ship called the Titanic.
$5 billion he's going to spend to build this ocean liner in China. The Chinese company will construct the Titanic II. The exact dimensions, the exact look... of the first ship. It'll be every bit as luxurious as the original, but it'll have state-of-the-art 21st century technology, the latest navigation, safety systems, and so it'll make its maiden voyage from England to New York in April of 2016.
Let's go, Dougie, you and I.
Let's sign up right now.
Do you think it's weird all the people like that are celebrating the Titanic? This was a big disaster, but it seems like people make it more of a celebration. I don't know if that's because of the movie.
We were talking, to a point.
Those people, Jack wasn't really on the ship there, people.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Jack and Rose weren't there. This is the story.
Right. But under the circumstances, this is a... we were talking about celebration when it comes to Osama bin Laden. We feel because we get suckered into this news media cycle, they bring this stuff back up again. They've got their little tickle file. Oh, wait a minute. A year ago, Osama bin Laden was shot. Let's bring that up and see what we can stir up. And the stuff for the 100th anniversary of the Titanic. What difference does it make whether it's the 99th anniversary or the 101st?
I feel like people are celebrating it. And it was a big, people died.
Thousands of people.
I know.
Hundreds of people. 1,500
people
died in this thing. And would we be having the same sort of quote-unquote celebration were it not for the movie?
I think it's just the movie. I really do.
All right, what's up with Jessica Simpson?
She's still pregnant, Dougie. Have you seen her? She is huge. She's going to pop.
I think she is. I've always thought that she was very attractive.
I like her, too.
People, I don't know whether cute isn't the right word for it, but attractive and appealing.
Yeah, you'd want to hang out with. She doesn't seem like she'd be all about the heirs, like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton.
Not all about her. No, or Britney Spears to a point. She just seems to be clean living and a fairly good representation of what it's like to be, what is she, about 27, 28? How old is she?
Yeah, 29, I think.
29.
Oh, no, 31, actually.
Is she 31?
Yeah, closer, who knew?
We've watched
she's still pregnant. She's overdue by a couple weeks, I think.
Well, there wasn't any danger, was there, that she was going to lose the child?
No. I don't think so. Well, who knows? We're not there. Listen to me saying no like I know.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Jennifer and Doug at 51 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media, electronics, technology, gizmos and gadgets, all part of the focus here. Our reporter is Shelley Palmer. Internet service providers in the UK now have to block access to the world's most notorious file-sharing site, the Pirate Bay. What do you know about the Pirate Bay, Jennifer? Anything?
I wish I could say anything. I have no idea.
Yeah, if
never heard of it.
There'd be an arg.
Arr, matey.
All learn from Shelley Palmer just a moment here on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, internet service providers in the United Kingdom must block access to the world's most notorious file-sharing site, the Pirate Bay. Why? Because Britain's High Court believes that requiring ISPs to block access to the Pirate Bay will reduce illegal file-sharing in the UK. Will it work? Of course not. When asked if the High Court's order was going to hurt its business, a Pirate Bay spokesperson told Torrent Freak that circumventing any blockade will be easy. The spokesperson went on to say, and I quote, "This This will just give us more traffic, as always. Thanks for the free advertising. Why is the Pirate Bay so nonchalant about the new anti-piracy law in the United Kingdom? Well, it was built by pirates for pirates, and they break the law for a living. So they know that no matter how hard you try to stop piracy at the ISP level, the pirates will always navigate around it. Is there any way to stop illegal file sharing? Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn the secrets of the Pirate Bay. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline NextGen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy NextGen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline NextGen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, so I dug out the little black book of information on debt collection, and I'm finding that a lot of these debt collectors are using social media. They're using Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Ooh, to track where you are.
Right. People say a lot about their lives on social media, and so these sites are being used to determine if an individual or a company may be creditworthy or when they're in arrears. And so the debt collectors can sort of get a beat on whether they can pay their bills. It's very interesting. I don't know whether you're probably in good shape, so you're not someone who would be subject to this. But a lot of people are making posts, not using their head. When they get a raise, they put it on Twitter. Hey, I just got a raise today. And the guy trying to collect the bill.
And I'm still not paying so-and-so.
Yeah, right, exactly. So just be careful and mindful of what you put on social media. That's something that we always are underscoring. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Mother's